Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, we've got, of course, a few more people in the state of Oklahoma with the latest census, but yet the big populations are well outside of our border.
Absolutely. Major metropolitan areas like New York City, Boston, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. in the Northeast are home to 72 million residents, compared to Oklahoma's just under 4 million. With so many consumers in one region, the Beef Checkoff actively promotes beef in these cities along the I-95 corridor. So Checkoff-funded promotions to grow consumer trust in beef is executed through the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative. The gap between limited Checkoff dollar resources and a growing population of consumers in the Northeast created a very clear opportunity to channel nationally collected Checkoff dollars into this region. As an example of these efforts, this initiative shares nutrition science with health professionals and educators to build confidence in beef. But if you'd like to learn more about the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, boxed beef exhibited weakness again yesterday. Yes, choice cutouts were able to close higher by only a penny, but considering how the cutout had been gaining for quite some time, that minor gain does not change the direction cutouts seem to be moving. Select cuts took a beating yesterday. They were down $2.99. It certainly does appear boxed beef prices may have reached a top. So far, they did not have an impact on the cash market, though, with northern cattle at 190 to 191 and a little bit of trade in the south, 119 to 120, steady with last week. Hogs put in a wild day yesterday with a significant selling pressure moving through contracts earlier in the day, only to reverse and close higher in most contracts. The exceptions were July, August, and October, which closed slightly lower. June and then December and later contracts again posted new highs, as the higher trend seems unstoppable for now. Packers were not shy about needing hogs, as prices on the National Direct Afternoon Report showed an increase of $1.93. July Kansas City wheat trading 8 cents lower early today, sagging back below its 100-day moving average, as this week's hot temperatures have not been enough to push prices higher. The winter wheat crop is a mix of conditions this year, with drought in the Pacific Northwest, rainy conditions in the eastern Midwest, and the Kansas crop sporting a 65% good to excellent rating in the middle. The Texas Panhandle will experience triple-digit temperatures through Saturday, though, but coming near harvest time, the threat's having limited impact on prices. July corn is down 9.5 cents early today, finding resistance near the $7 mark. Even though there is not much rain in the 7-day forecast, this week's best chances are targeted for the southeastern corn belt, where surplus topsoil moisture is already a concern, too much in some areas. July soybeans are down 15 cents early today, staying below Monday's reversal high of 16.23 and a half penny. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle up 50 cents yesterday, 116.72. August up 5, 117.82. August feeder cattle up 95, 149.25. September up 67, 151.95. July hogs down 30 cents, 121.80. August down 22 cents, 118.67. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. The July up 2.5, 632.5. September's up 2.5, 640.5. July Chicago wheat's up 5 cents, 685. September up 5.25, 690. 1 3/4. July corn's up 3/4, 680. September up 7 cents at 628. July soybeans up 19 3/4, 1580. August up 17 1/4, 1539.5. July cotton up 78, 8514.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.